This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Nadi, the Republic of Fiji, today on a two-day official visit marking the first ever trip by the President of India to Fiji. She was received by William Gavoka, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, and P.S. Karthikeyan, High Commissioner of India to Fiji. President Draupadi Murmu will participate in official engagements in Suva and Nadi on the 6th and 7th of August. President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with President of Fiji, William Katonivere, and Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and hold a community reception. She will also visit the Gandhi Memorial College in Suva and Sri Shiva Subramania Swami Temple in Nadi. The visit aims to bolster India's historic ties with the island nation. Several MPs in the Rajya Sabha today raised various issues of public importance during 0 hour. Shaumik Bhattacharya of the BJP said the government should seriously consider the issue of migrant labourers coming to West Bengal from Bangladesh. He alleged that the state is facing a silent demographic invasion. Mr. Bhattacharya said the demographic makeup in the border areas of West Bengal has completely changed and raised concerns that the state's democracy, integrity and internal security are under threat. Darshana Singh of the BJP from Uttar Pradesh raised the issue of deaths caused by open borewells. She said urgent steps need to be taken to prevent these fatalities, particularly among children. Congress MP from Kerala, J.B. Mathur Hisham, raised the issue of a steep rise in airfares to Gulf countries and said poor labourers and the middle class cannot afford it. She urged the government to pay immediate attention to this issue. Global markets were in deep red today following weak falls last week in major indices around the world. Stock markets in Asia plunged after weak jobs data in the United States on Friday sparked fears of a recession in the world's largest economy. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 and Topics indices were both down by more than 10% in afternoon trade. Nikkei 225 stock index posted its biggest intraday plunge on record. The index briefly fell more than 4,000 points, breaching the previous record drop of 3,836 points in the Black Monday crash in 1987. On Friday, stocks in New York fell sharply after official jobs data showed that U.S. employers added far fewer jobs in July than expected. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange tanked 2,401 points to 78,580 in morning trade. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange tumbled 490 points to 24,228. The rupee opened on a muted note and fell to an all-time low of 83.8 against the US dollar, registering a fall of 8 paise from its previous close. The Tri-Service Financial Conference, chaired by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, is underway in New Delhi. The conference is aimed at enhancing cooperation and synergy in financial issues of the armed forces. During the conference, discussions are scheduled on aspects of understanding the perspectives of various stakeholders in defence finance and finding solutions to challenges faced in defence procurements. In Jammu and Kashmir, the authorities today suspended the Amarnath Yatra for a day over security concerns as today is the fifth anniversary of the abrogation of Article 370. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports the Yatra remained suspended from Bhagwati Nagar base camp in view of intelligence inputs. Security has been heightened in Akhnoor and other bordering areas of Jammu. In Maharashtra, seven more patients have been reported positive for Zika virus in Pune city. These seven new patients include five pregnant women, an 18-year-old youth and a 40-year-old man from Katraj and Konwa areas of the city. The district health department has reported that so far 72 persons have been affected by Zika virus in the entire Pune district. Lakshya Sen will aim to add a fourth medal to India's tally as he will take on Malaysia's Zee Jia Li in the bronze medal match of the men's singles in the Paris Olympics today at 6 p.m. IST. Lakshya will aim to become the first Indian men's shuttler to win the Olympics medal. India has started their day with Maheshwari Chauhan and Anandjit Singh Naruka competing in the skeet mixed team event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.